You're holding a testament olive. Three lines down. Okay. The Gemara says that Rava seems to be going along the lines of Reb Shimon. So Gemara says, well, okay. But to Amar Reb Yosef Bar Minyami, Amar Reb Nachman, Al Pishakilas Reb Yosef is Reb Shimon, Halacha to Reb Meir. Even though we find that there were other Tanoim who said that Reb Shimon's point is good, but we don't pass on like that. It's Anya. Kishenemro Dvarim Lifnei Reb Yosi. When this statement of Reb Shimon was said, that the Tanakhama said, which is a mayor, that Lo Yotze Ben Charan. Reb Shimon says he is a Ben Charan. So Reb Yosi responded, Karlov Hamikra Hazeb, Sosayim Yishok Meshav Dvarim Nechoichim. The lips will kiss the person who's responded with such appropriate words. But Reb Nachman says that even though that's true that Reb Yossi said that, Reb Yossi praised his words, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Tanakhama, and therefore, so Rava, if what you're saying is going according to Reb Shimon, it's not like the halakha. Okay, the Mor says, so we're saying that we don't say this idea of this some concept of palginim. So the Mor, really? Reb Nachman says we don't say the word palginim. V'omer Reb Yosef Bar Minyami, Omer Reb Nachman. So it's the same Reb Yosef Bar Minyami and Reb Nachman. Shimer Asher calls the call in the class of La'avdoi. V'omad. So he gave away all of his property to his abbot. Now we have a non-Sahari that a Shechimra, when he gives a matana, when he gives a matana of all of his property, and then he survives, we say that a non-Sahari did not mean to give it if he survives, even though he did not speak out any tonight, because he would not want to leave himself without any property. See, if he gives away only part of the property, so maybe he's planning for his possible survival. If he gives away all of his property, we assume that he's doing it clearly only because he believes he's going to die. And now that he's survived, he can retract his matana.
Does it matter that he took possession or he just says that he has to give it to him?
Does it matter if he... No, it doesn't make a difference.
Start, let's say, working it like a farm or something.
Doesn't make a difference. But the Gemara says the Shechimer Asher Kosev called Mechosev La'avdai Va'amad Chosev Ben Chosev Menu Chosev Be'evit. So he can retract. He gets back the property, but he doesn't get back the Evit. So the Gemara says Chosev Ben Chosev. Because Matna Shechimer Nahu, it was a matana given by Shechimer Rab, and the law is when if Shechimer Rasha, which is Omad, is Chayzer. But Ein Chayzer Be'Eved Shrei Yotzalav Shev Ben Charet. So here we have a situation that we can't give take back. We have one Maisa, which we're going to take the Maisa and give it validity and partially. And some of it we're going to not give validity to, so we can split this same Maisa into two parts. And this is exactly what we're doing over here. Kosev kol nechos of la'avdoi, and Yishar karka kol shehu, and Rav is din, right? The person says, and there's no b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. So I'm saying there is b'fanetam, so it's valid vis-a-vis the shikhar of the avid according to Rava, and not vis-a-vis the property. So you're taking one maisa and giving validity to part of it and no validity to the other part. So that's mamash Rava's din, and Rav Nachman is saying that it works. And before we're saying Rav Nachman is saying that it wouldn't work. Okay. So the Gemara Elamer Ravashi, Hasimano Taima. So the reason why Rav Nachman Paskins like Rav Meir over Rav Shimon in the case of Shara Karka Kol Shehu wasn't because he did not hold Pagina. So Pagina is acceptable, and therefore in Rav's scenario, which we're going to use the idea of Pagina to take one Maisa of Haknoa and say that it's he brings the documents of the Haknoa from Medina Siyam or from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lawrence. He says it's a funny not of Rein Hechtam. The Shliach says it's a funny not of Rein Hechtam. So vis-a-vis the Sheikh where the Shliach is believed and the Sheikh is Chal, vis-a-vis the property, we say you need to aid him. And the rest of the property, the matana is not chal. So the same matana, we're going to split the chalois of the matana. The same thing over here. So why, by the case of Shara Karka Kol Shehu, does Rav Nachman say that you can't say Paginan? He says that's not the issue. The issue over there is Hasan Atam Yishum and Dalav Krus Gittahu, that the same way there's a lacha by get, that it has to be called sefer krisus. So you learn out ishtar shikhar from get, that it has to be sefer krisus. There has to be a total separation between the husband and the wife. So the Mor is going to have a lot of applications of that concept vis-a-vis get later on. But one of the points is that there can't be any, it can't be a fuzzy type of a separation between the two people. So once he says that, in the case of, he says, Shire Karka Kol Shehu, and there's some fuzziness, does he mean to mean Shire of the Evid or not? So he hasn't done a clear act of separating himself from the Evid. And that's a problem, because it's not clear that he means to be mashachar the eved. That's felt in the clear decisive act of krisus. So that's a separate problem. But in the scenarios where there clearly was a krisus, but for whatever reason it can't be effective vis-a-vis one part, we don't have a problem saying pagina. Okay. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shekiles Rav Yossi, it's about halfway down the page. Kirafarsha also, Rav Yossi praised, he said, so Saim Ishak, Roy Hula Nashik, we should kiss him for the one who says such the one Nechaychim, our lips should kiss him, he deserves to be kissed. We don't say Pagidin Dibura. Shchimira Chayis B'chol Matoisa B'Babasra. That's a loch in B'Babasra. That a Shchimira, when he gives his, whatever he gives away, he can retract. But not the Eved. Sherei Yotzel of Shem Chayris. But also the Ishtabed Boy. And we're not going to allow him to be re-indentured into service.
Because he's Jewish already, or?
Well, we're going to look at Tosis a little bit. Tosis grapples with exactly why he's not Chayzer B'Eved. But the Pasha's understanding of a mountain of Shechimira is a form of a Tanai. So why can't the Tanai is effective vis-a-vis the Eved also? So we'll see in Tosis. Someone says, "Hasam Zomer Rav Nachman Alocha Kirmeir." That which Rav Nachman Paskin, like Rav Meir, in the case of Shar Karka Kolshahu. Ilami Shimdal Pagina Diburahu. That it's not because you don't say Pagina, because you see over here they don't say Pagina. Kinami Hizkir Shame. Furthermore, the Hakinami Hizkir Shame Hizkir Shom Shir Karka Ploini. The lack of plug to the Dibura, Kamer Meir Lo Yotza the Cheres. Meir's issue over there was not rooted in a lack of Paginan, because he says, even if he says, which Karka, we say there's this argument of once he's Nochas the Shiura, he means he Meshara the Evid as well. So the issue isn't because of Paginan. He said very clearly, everything but this specific parcel of the land, so there's no Paginan. It's a very clear division. So what's the problem? The problem is we don't know what his intent is vis-a-vis the Evid. El Tami Shem Dolav Kruz Gitahu. It's not a clear act of separation. The Gabi Isha Ksiv Sefer Krisus. So by Get Isha it says it has to be Sefer Krisus. V'shekuri Avodim Gamri Lola Me'isha. This Xeris Shava. The many of the halachas of how to do shikr, the whole idea of a star shikr is learned from Xeris Shava of the words law, the ksiv chuf shalom nitan law, the ksiv because of law. It says by the shifcha never the same thing. It says the word law. It says by the her freedom wasn't given to her. Midarshan the word law that it means a safer creature that she can be freed through a document. Will be in a book creases. So that same Jehovah Shema tells me that it has to be done in creases. We keep a dika lemeir the shire. Since Remeir is arguing, since it's possible that he did not mean to be mishachar the Evid, don't know the shiura, because we see he is leaving things out. And he is not given the Evid wasn't given a clear, distinct act. Independently of shikur, because he didn't say the lakasu lay atzmacha unachasai kanim lacha. See, what is it? Atzmacha unachasai kanim lacha, except for karka ploini. So atzmacha is one thing that's clear, and the properties. So it gets a little bit fuzzy. But over here it said kol lachasai chutz. Lav krisus gomer hu. It's not a clear act. It's not a clear distinct act of separation. Al hechad lo shayer. But over here, there is no shear. Ki hacha. He clearly means everything. Have krisus lotzeis. So vis-a-vis the Evid, it's clear that he's separating him. When ishtachar shoachas kolz man shalechazer. So as long as when he gave everything was given, including the Evid, and now Veshuv and a Yochel Achzer, Shekitcho Hashem, the status of being a Ben Churin has made him into the full Kedushas Yisrael, and that's it. Because also the Rava, the Evid Shehevi Gitoy, so the case of the Evid also Kruz Gitohu, it's very clear. The boy in and kiyum, I will ask my kona the beginning of the word. So even though we cannot use the shtar for the properties, but for himself, but faranetta works, and it's good enough. So the table of Tosfos Einar Chozer B'Evid. In terms of my Yotze ben Churin, Umutav Bas Churin, how can we say that he's a full-fledged free person? So you want to tell me, Din Darabanan? Really, you're right. Mikra than Yishmi Chayzer, but the Chazal said, listen, the Maisa people perceive him as a free person, so you can't take that away. That's very nice, but Midaraisi, he's still an Evid. He can't marry anybody. He can't marry a Shifcha because we're giving him a status of a free person. But he can't marry a Bas Churin because he's really an Evid. So you leave him, you can't leave him like that. So you're saying he's a ben chur and he can marry bas chur. How could that be? Hamad the shchimer rahu v'lekona el lacher misa ben get lacher misa. The Chazal said, "Hamad the shchimer rah." It only takes effect when the person dies. Well, when the person dies, it's too late, because he's, as soon as he dies, the act of freeing the eved has to be when he owns the eved, which is when he's alive. So you're in this catch-22. He wrote it should take effect retroactively from today. Inami, I feel a stomach. No, we're talking about a case he didn't write mehayoyim. But the kim of the dash chimira the shacharoy, he wants to free him. So daito sheyikta b'shor shereili the shachar. So we have to assume that there was an implied intent that should take effect when it's supposed to, when it's valid, will be halachically valid, which means the hanami chayim. V'im tamer kim of the stomach the dash kol shalshimira lachsu boy imyamoid amayinu chayse be'evid. So we have to assume he meant to retract. So why can't he be chayzer in the eved? It's like he made a tanai in the shikra. Yesh loymar, that the truth is like this. That really mikra, I mean, the raisa, it's not, since he didn't speak out of the tanai, that it's this whole act of giving over his property was only on the condition that he dies. So it's not conditional. It's unconditional. He really believes he's going to die. But the cult of Kaddish Chachamim, he gam asher chozer b'nechosim, gam asher chozer b'eved. The mistama daita k'mo sheyomer l'chachamim. So we say that his das is. He understands he's going into a interesting territory. He says, listen. However the Chachamim will interpret what I'm saying, that's what I mean to do. So therefore, if Chachamim say that the guy with the Eved, he can't be Chayzer, so he meant to do that. So now it's a true act of freeing him on a Deraisa level. Miyu im kasa beheda, if he wrote in the Shtar explicitly, mehayom im yamus, mehayom im lo yamus, he said a Tanai Kofel, if I survive, from this point, he's doing it to take effect from this point, retroactively, if he dies, and if he doesn't die, not. So even though people say, oh, the guy's going to die, so he's freed. So over there, in near Shayar, Linyan Zeh, Yotzalov Shem Ben Charit, Lomer Shem Ben Charit, Me'achar Shehistah Beferish, over here where there's an explicit Tanai, the fact that he got, quote unquote, people perceive him as being freed is not going to be mad to him, because midrash he's not freed. There's a tanai, so that we wouldn't impose any such condition, any such halacha over there. Yeah. Karkas kol nechosim. I just noticed this small Tosis, this Sam Yishak. So Rashi says it's a lashon of kissing. Tosis says it's a language of pressing your lips together. Kishalim Ormer Dvarim Nechoichim Oisam Shesiv Vesav Mashikin Sisaseim Zuluzu Sheshoiskin Ven Yodim Malahoshi. When somebody says a very good point, everybody keeps their mouth shut because nothing to say. So that's the Sam Yishak. Okay. What? Something more. Mishalaber miskam bechusamav. So in Eretz Yisrael, that they bring the get without saying v'franetta v'franechtam. So if there's an error afterwards, so then you'll mimikayim it. So the Mora says error kama. So what type of error are we talking about? Ilema error chad, one person is coming and claiming that the shtar is a forgery. It's not a valid get. Vomer of Nat Yechon, they recall Ein Ira Pachas Mishnayim. That, like, Miraisa, Ein Chasum Ashar is Kamish and Echad Lusum Abez. So, Miraisa, we have the get in front of us, we assume that it's valid. Comes along, one person says it's not. We ignore him. So the Mor says, "Vale iller irer trei." So Elamai, the case has to be that there's two Edim saying that we know this document is a forgery. So the Mor says, "So what are you going to do? You give mekayim mechusama. So what'd you accomplish? Trei utrei. You know, we still haven't validated the get because why do you believe the Edim which are saying that the document is true more than the Edim which are saying the document is not true?" Two Edim are saying, we know the star is a forgery. And two Edim are saying, well, we recognize the signature, it's not a forgery. So it's trey or trey. She can't get married with this get. So the mission says, you got to, if there's an error, we'll solve it with validating the signatures. This is not a solution over here. So what's the scenario? My chosid is the samachta ahani, samachta ahani. Why should, what gave you the reason to rely on the Edim, which are validating the signatures, rely on the Edim, which are saying it's not good? And she can't get married. Whereas Ella Iridabal, that even though normally Iridachad is not an error, but when the Baal himself says he didn't do it, that is a valid error. But that error will be overridden by the Edim being Mekayim, the signatures.
Why is the Baal? Why is it different with Baals? I mean, it's just a laws issue? Or?
It was all. I mean, this is all part of the Tchamas Chachamim of requiring kiyum. So they were misakin. When the person who was supposedly is the das and mischayv of the things that I didn't do it, we need to mavar that whether he did or he didn't.
Even though generally that wouldn't be the case outside of.
No, it's relevant by the case of a shtar also. Right? The person has a shtar that he bought the property, and one individual walks in and says that shtar is not true, so that's nothing. But if the moicher would come along and say, I didn't sell it, and this shtar is a forgery, we would have to mekayem it. Because you wrote me Hayom, right? Yes. Zok Rashi, Yeshel Vermin, the post light, the Sadim coming saying that there's an error to saying that it's not valid. Yisamachasamov. Rashi says, either will bring the actual witnesses themselves, or other Edom will recognize the signatures. Either one is a valid kiyum. And there's no other arguments. Why? So in Eretz Yisrael, they're Bekiyah and Lishma, so if he would come and be Ma'arer that I didn't write it Lishma, we wouldn't believe him. Rabbi Yochanan Lees Parashaykh, the Mor says, because Rabbi Yochanan said, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, so Rashi says, I'm not sure where, the Mor quotes this statement of Rabbi Yochanan in a few places in Shas, each place it says, Rabbi Yochanan said, like it never gets to the place where he actually said it. The Baal, Habal Irr Olav Lepoisli. Yeah. Excuse me. Is that the Mishnah? Maybe get me Medina Siyam, Ven Yochel Erm, Funny Nechtam. Meshel of Edim, Yiskan Bechisomov. So the more is going to discuss. What does it mean that he wasn't able to say? But he didn't say. So the Mishnah says you're mekayim it b'chisamav. So the more quoted this before, the more it says it's talking about lachar shalamdu. According to Rava, the only issue is kiyum. So we understand. According to Rava, the issue is lishma. So what does it help me? Be mekayim b'chesama. So more comes out that Rava agrees to Rava that you need kiyum. So that's what we're saying over here, you need kiyum. And we're talking about lachar shalamdu. So they're knowledgeable now in lishma. The more it says what you put in the Torah, they kept the Torah in place, but not in a case of a bidi evet. You could have a get without any eating. We passing like Rabbi Elazar, that Adam Masira Karti, meeker than Adam Masira's. Now, in this situation, you're going to have a problem, because if we know that the Baal, there's any which are present, which witnessed the tzibur of the Baal to write it, so they know that it's a valid get, or the Baal has it, and we assume that he meant it, and he's giving it in front of Adam, so everything is wonderful. So you have Adam, which saw the Masira, that's all you need, according to Malazu. Midaraisa. But over here, I have a guy who walks in and says, I'm the shliach of the Baal. I said, right. And he meant it, really, you know, like Mehechatesi. So if he says, that's his nemonis. If he doesn't say Parinachtam, so he wrote it in his garage yesterday. So the Mishnah, Echad Gitinosh, Nosh, Mechad Shuri Abonim, Shavu the Melech Lamevi. So Gitinosh, Mechad Shuri Abonim, I have the same din in regards to the local Melech Lamevi that you say before Parinachtam. Mazuachas, Vidrochim, Shavu Gitinosh, Mechad Shuri Abonim. And this is one of the things that they have in common. And the Mora will actually end up going off into a tangent and discussing the other things they have in common.
And things they don't have in common.
Yeah, that too. Okay. Says Rashi, "Any Yochel Mafarsh for Gemara, Shavu LeMelachah LeMaybe Loimer B'Funai Nechtav." So that one of them is a locha that there's a different funai b'Funai Nechtav. Something more. My in a yochel loymer. Ilay mecherish that he's a deaf mute. Some more says cherish by so you get to what tanan a kol kshem hobbyist to get who's mecherish to be kotet. Some of Yosef hakam eskin and kigon shenotz lo kashu pikeach. Well, his beglamer befrenet befrenetem alchen ischarish. So he was a bar das, and then he was stricken with this illness at that moment. So that's the scenario where he lost Faranat Faranatham. So the Mora said that the Losh and Yochel means that not that he didn't witness it, but he wasn't able to actually verbalize it. So Mora says, what's the scenario?
What's wrong with saying that it was he just didn't witness
So this is on the Haman off at the top. Said the Losh and Yochel Loimer sounds like that there's some impediment in the ability to do it. If he didn't see it, it's not Eno Yochel Loimer. Just he. It's the same thing as there's no Amir. The Losh and the Mor would have been Veloy Omar. Right, Eno Yochel top choices. Well, brother, remember going Elaim. a shelo rok sivas a get dim kein habu the memor veloy omar. So yochel means we have what, but it's there's this impediment. If it practically didn't say it, he didn't say it. So the more it's been medayik that he halachically became invalid to say it. So the more says, what's that? Because he's a cherish. So then he's not a good, there's no nesinus good nesinus a get. Okay. Echad getting osher.
But I mean, but it would be the same then if he said, "Yeah, I didn't." Pikev said, "Look, I didn't witness it."
Yeah, you're becoming his kamech chazamav. Yeah. Why the Mishnah Kapit in that scenario? I don't know. So they have three things in common. Number one, the din of Merlechu Mevi that you say before Netzav and Nechta. Number two, Cholget Sheyesh Alav Eid Kusi. Get over here, meaning any type of star which has an 8 kusi signed on it is possible. And the Moor is going to elaborate a lot on that. So, assuming that kusim were true Jews halachically, number one, number two, before the Moor's machloek is whether the kusim. Okay, so Chayiv came along and he took out the Seres HaShvatim and set them in the Golus. He then brought people from this land of Kush and put them into the Northern Kingdom. They were over the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says that they were still being over their Avodah Zarah. The Rosh Hashem sent an attack of lions to them as punishment, and they stopped doing about a Zorah. So the Moraz of Shiloh, whether that was a valid, were they true Gerim, or they're only doing it because of the fear of the lions? So were they called Geri Arroyos, they're only Gerim because of the fear of the lions, or were they Geri Emes? Was it a true act of Geris? So that's the is what the status is in the original status. We pass in that Kusim are Geri Emes. So they're Jews. So the people which were later known as the Shomronim, because they were living in the area of Shomron, that's the same thing as the Kusim, the Samaritans. Right? Eventually, their path veered from the path of the following the Chachamim, and they had their own way of doing things. And the Moor says, eventually, they were found to be doing Avodah Zorah, and they were given Rameir says they were given a din of like being like Goyim because of that. So before that, that's the kind of Rameir. So they're valid Jews. We're passing Geri Emes. They're valid Jews, but they don't keep all the halachas. They're on their own path. So how much do we rely on them vis-a-vis certain things? And that's what we're talking about over here. So an Eid Kusi is not believed in Eidus in general. But by Gittin Hashem and Shukri Avodim, he is believed. We'll see why that's true. Okay. Then Mechol Ashtoris, Ha'olim Barko Shalom Hechavim. Avish Chasmeim Avdi Hechavim is Ksherim. A star which is done under the auspices of the court, the non-Jewish court, has a halachic validity to it, and the transaction is valid, even though they're signed by goyim. But not by get and not by shichru. Okay, so when it comes to dini mamonis, their authority is valid, dina mechusa dina, and therefore the transaction which they are discussing is valid. There's going to be a discussion over here referring to a shtar kinyan or only a shtar raya. But by Gittin Oshim and Shukri Avodim, they're excluded, and some understands the difference between Gittin Oshim and Shukri Avodim and other stories. There's two types of stories. There's stories which are there, their purpose is just to prove something. They're called Shtari Raya. It means that the transaction was done with Kesef. Karka is kind of a Kesef. So he paid him the money, or paid him some money, he doesn't pay the whole amount, as Kenyan, and we drew up a document to prove it. It's called Shtar Raya. Then there's a Shtar which is written to be, that is the vehicle, that's the instrument which is going to effect the Kenyan. It's called a Shtar Kenyan. He writes, the owner of the field writes Sarei Kenuya L'cha on a piece of paper, and he gives it to the Lokeach in front of Adam, and that's the Kenyan. There's no other Kenyan done. There's no Kesef, there's no Chazak, there's no other Kenyan, no Suter. The Kenyan is the Shtar. So can Adam of their coast be valid for a Shtar Kenyan? Well, Gittin Oshim is a form of Shtar Kenyan. It's an act of Haknoah to the, and Shikra is an act of Haknoah. So some Rishonim learn that including Gittin Oshim and Shukri Avodim is any Shtar Kenyan. That's the difference between they're good to prove things because of their they want to maintain their authenticity, etc. We trust them that it really happened. So they're good to act as some way to give us testimony that it happened, but to actually affect something, they're not a valid shtar. They can't create a shtar. They don't have the power to create a valid shtar. So that's three. Kadiba Remeir, Barbo. Remeir says that there's a fourth thing that they have in common. Harmatain gets El Ishti, Mishtar Shikra Zela Avdi, person appoints Ishliach to deliver the gets to the woman. I don't mean deliver just to be a delivery boy, but to divorce her or to be Meshach or the Evid. So Rotzal Akshar Mishneyam Yachzer, and he decides to change his mind before the Shtar, the get is given or the Shtar Shikra is given. He can be Chayzer. Divir Remeir. The Chomans say that he can't be Chayzer with Shtar Shikra. As soon as he gives the Shtar Shikra to the Shliach to give it to the Evid, the Shliach is Kainet for the Evid through the concept of Skiyah. Zachalom Shabbafonov, and Mela, the Evid is freed, so he can't retract. It's too late. Remeir holds he can retract even by a case of a Shtar Shikra. Okay, so that's the price. So let's hold it here, and we will be dealing with this for a while.
Good morning, Mr. Kolchensky. Mm-hmm.